This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Athletes from all over the world are parading into the Tokyo Olympic Stadium to represent their nations as the pandemic-delayed Summer Games gets underway. For the first time, their smiles are hidden behind masks, and most countries represented by both male and female flag bearers, another Olympic first. The opening ceremony is normally a star-studded display with celebrities, but it lacked the usual glitz with fewer than 1,000 people in attendance, strict social distancing rules, and signs calling on spectators to, quote, be quiet around the venue. Regardless, it marks a coming together of the world with an audience of hundreds of millions around the globe tuning in for the sports showcase. The opening featured fireworks and a moment of silence to honor those who were lost to COVID-19. With a nod to Japanese tradition represented by wooden Olympic rings linked to the 1964 games. This year's games run until August 8th. About 11,000 athletes from 204 national Olympic countries are expected, along with a team of refugee athletes competing under the Olympic flag. Pallbearers in military attire carried late Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. They carried his body in a closed wooden coffin as his funeral got underway on Friday, 2 weeks after he was shot dead at home in an assassination still under investigation. Moïse was gunned down in his home in Port-au-Prince on the night of July 6, setting off a political crisis in the country, a country already struggling with poverty and lawlessness. There were more protests with anger over the many questions that remain unanswered over the assassination, which the government claims was carried out by a team of largely Colombian mercenaries. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Villagers were evacuated over makeshift bridges Friday as floods submerged swathes of central China following a historic deluge that claimed at least 56 lives, while an approaching typhoon threatened to dump more rain on the stricken area. Millions have been affected by the floods in the Henan province, which have trapped people for days without fresh food or water and blocked roads as they breached embankments, caking large areas in thick, ankle-deep mud. The death toll is expected to rise, with officials telling reporters Friday that casualties are still being counted, and state media is now reporting a typhoon is forecast to bring further torrential downpours to parts of the Henan province in the coming days. In the worst-hit city of Zhengzhou, firefighters Friday continued to pump muddy water from tunnels, including from a subway where at least a dozen people drowned inside a train earlier in the week as a year's worth of rainfall fell in just 3 days. Landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains hit parts of western India, killing at least 32 people and leading to the overnight rescue of more than 1,000 other people trapped by floodwaters, officials said Friday. A government official says many of those rescues were stranded on rooftops and even on top of buses on highways. The Indian Navy says it deployed helicopters to evacuate stranded people and sent rescue teams with boats to the region. Last weekend, more than 30 people were killed in landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains in and around Mumbai, India's financial and entertainment capital. Disasters caused by landslides and flooding are common in India during the June through September monsoon season, when heavy rains weaken the foundations of the structures that are often poorly built. The Philippines sent millions of children back into lockdown Friday as hospitals prepare for another surge in coronavirus cases fueled by the highly contagious Delta variant ravaging nearby countries. Nearly half of the country's cases are now of the more virulent strain detected, and they were locally acquired, the health department said, raising fears of a sharp uptick in infections that have topped 1.5 million since the start of the pandemic. Along with tighter capacity limits on indoor dining, beauty salons, and religious gatherings, children aged 5 to 17 have been told to stay home. It comes 2 weeks after the government lifted a ban on minors going outside that had been in place since March 2020, but often flouted. Border restrictions have also been tightened for travelers from Thailand and Malaysia, where authorities are battling to contain Delta-fueled outbreaks. India, Indonesia, and Pakistan are also among the countries on the travel ban list. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.